The accelerated pace of medical advances can mean yesterday's experiment is today's standard care. But there's sometimes disagreement between insurance companies, doctors, and patients over what should be considered effective treatment and who should pay. Fox Valley insurer Touchpoint Health Plan refused to pay for combination chemotherapy stem cell treatment used on a 3-year-old boy's rare brain tumor. Bob Dreps is the attorney representing the company in a case before the state Supreme Court.
The policy nowhere promises to cover every reasonably medically appropriate treatment for every condition. It has explicit exclusions.
Touchpoint does not cover phase 1 or 2 clinical trials. It considers them experimental. The doctor treated the boy as if he were in the trial, even though he wasn't. The insurer still refused to pay, something the circuit court said was okay. But in denying coverage, the appeals court said the insurer was skimpy on details. Its rejection letter didn't spell out why they weren't paying and how the family could appeal. The family's attorney, Steve Miley, with UW Law School's Consumer Litigation Clinic, argues this violates a federal law regulating employee benefit plans.
When an HMO denies coverage for some kind of treatment, that denial must be clear and informative so that the consumer knows how to proceed.
Miley also contends the insurer covered some experimental treatments, but not others. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.